Hello, everyone. This is Mumble Sandy, and I've had to do four retakes because the message that I have to give today, it's kind of heavy, and I might ruffle some feathers. But before I get into that, please subscribe to this podcast if you enjoy it or want to know more. Please subscribe to my Godfather's podcast, which is Junga Hector or Papa Hector. You can also find him on Instagram and YouTube and Facebook. If you need to book an appointment with him, you can find him at help@greatestspells.com. If you wish to book me for a consultation, you can find me at help@mambosandy.com. And I also have a YouTube channel, which is mambosandy.com, and I'm also on Instagram. So now, let's get into this topic, spiritual fool's gold. Many people want spiritual guidance, or they feel as though they want to work with a different loa or orisha or any African tradition. Many people, they wish to do this, okay? And some people also want to get products, powders, all kind of things they want to get to help their lives, to improve their lives, for whatever situation they may be going through. And as of late, many people are being taken for a ride. Please do your research before getting information from people. Because you have people in other traditions that are not a part of African traditions. They are not. Let me be clear. They are not a part of African traditions, meaning they do not have the training, proper training. And they're trying to tell you about certain mysteries, as we call them. And they don't know what they're talking about. And they're leading you astray. And they're telling you lies. Because that's what it is, straight out. It's a lie. I want to clarify this, and I hope that you pass this around. Unless a Hunga Mambo, Sansita, or someone that practices 21 divisions is working with Urzali Freda or any of the other Loa or mystery, and they make something for you specifically, there's no one else qualified to sell you anything dealing with that. So if you're on Etsy and you just happen to come across, I don't know, Urzali Freda crystals, Urzali Freda necklace, Urzali Freda powder, Urzali Dantor powder, Papa Legba powder, Papa Legba crystals, Papa Legba bath. If it's not being made by anyone in the African traditions and you've done your research, on these people before you spend your hard-earned coin, that you have sweated, have gone to work every day, do not give your money to these people. I beg you, please stop before you push that button and put that product in that cart. Please don't do that. If you want something from someone that practices Palo, find yourself a genuine Palero. Palero. Please do that. If you want something from a root worker, then please find yourself a good root worker. You want conjure work? Then find, do your research, research, research. Are they known in the community? What is their background? Who has properly trained them? Because if not, my darlings, you're going to be buying, you're going to be purchasing a bottle of colored water. That's what you're going to do. You're going to buy some talcum powder. That's what you're going to do. You're going to buy a crystal. It's pretty, but it has it does not have the force of any Loa, any Orisha, any other African spirit. It don't. You better hope that there's not another spirit in there that's going to F up your life. That's what you better hope. You better hope that there's nothing in there if you decide to go forward with this. Now, what someone is, because see, people like to be tricky. They like to be like the djinn, which is another podcast for another day. But they like to talk also, as we say, a jab. And they like to say, oh, well, this product doesn't have this in it. I just made it just to represent the Loa, just to represent the Orisha. Really? That's not why you did that. That's not why you did it. You were inspired. No, what you were inspired by was the almighty dollar. That's what you were inspired by. You have people that are from Haiti that are artists, artisans. Now, some of them are Hunsis or Mambos and Hungans, and they happen to be artists, and they sell their art and they make different things, and they can do that because it's a part of their culture, is a part of their spiritual tradition, so they can do that. And others that are in the spiritual tradition, that have sacrifice, that have the spiritual force to make that particular product. But now, because like I said, anybody can have an eBay store and pour some wax into a mold, they're selling these things and they're taking your money. And then you call up a spiritual worker who has done the work, who has been properly trained and all of that. And you're upset because what you bought isn't working. And then you want to take that out on that particular spiritual worker, or you want to give that particular, the new spiritual worker, a hard time because you've given your hard-earned coin to someone that didn't know what they were doing. Do your research before you spend your money. Do your research. Anyone can have a YouTube channel. And I hate now that I actually start to dislike social media sometimes, because people can just take bits and pieces from here and there and they lie and say that they've been trained. And then you have some people in the spiritual community that I've watched for years. And I know for a fact they have not unraveled themselves in any way. Okay? And now they want to teach classes. And I feel so bad because I feel bad for the people that are going to listen to them. Because in order to help people properly, you have to be properly trained. You have had to unravel. And there's different levels of this. There have been times in the past when I know something is out of, as people say, my pay grade, as people, to use layman terms, that I give it to my godfather. I refer people to my godfather. I'm like, you know what? Sweetie, this is above my scope, but this is where you can get help. And I won't touch it because I know how it feels to be led astray. Okay. And you have to pick up the pieces. And no one wants to do that in their spiritual work, in their spiritual life. Because when your spiritual life is out of balance, there's going to be a lot of other things that are out of balance in your life. Okay? Don't let yourself be misguided. When you go to buy a car, you ask a lot of questions. Or you do your research. And then you already know, you know, you have a clue. And once again, that's what a consultation is for. It's not for you to call up a spiritual worker's assistant or the spiritual worker themselves if they're taking calls themselves. And ask a million and one questions then. No, you book your consultation and then you ask your questions. You might not hit the first time, but if this is something that you really want to pursue, then you do your research, you put in the time, you put in what it is you need to get what it is you need. But please, watch where you get your information. And sometimes what misleads people to is a cheap price. And I'm going to say, my godfather has a saying. You be cheap now, you'll pay more later. So why not just do your research? Please. Because it's unfair for people to go in the wrong direction, get misguided, all these things happen to them. And then when they find the person that can help them, they want to give that person crap. And the sad thing is they actually hurt themselves because now they don't have any faith. They don't believe, but they still want to try, but they still don't believe. And then that makes the next spiritual worker who knows what they're doing, it makes their job 10 times harder because now they have to work and prove all of these things because two frauds got to them before they got to their, to the spiritual worker that can help them. Me personally, I'm very particular now on who I take on. I was particular before, but now I'm even more particular now in who I help because of this phenomenon now. And it's sad. It's really sad. But you know what? My energy is for those people that truly need help, that are ready to do the work, and they're not bringing the nonsense from the frauds this way. Because I cannot go into Burger King and have a bad hamburger and then go to McDonald's and tell McDonald's, well, I had a bad experience at Burger King and I want a discount and I want free food, because I'll be escorted off the premises quickly or told to leave quickly. Because no spiritual worker should have to kiss anyone's butt because of what they went through because of someone else. It's that simple. It's that simple. So please be careful of spiritual fool's gold. And be careful of the word trained. I'm trained. Have you been trained the right way or the wrong way? Have you been properly trained? Please do your research. Listen to your gut. And every spiritual worker, guess what? You're not going to vibe with every spiritual worker. It may not be that they're the spiritual worker for you. Everyone has a different energy that they work with. Everybody has different personalities. But, because there's been times that people have said, I've met at one of my godfather's parties, and they're like, oh, Mambo Sandy, I saw all your YouTube videos and this and that and blah, blah, blah. But they chose to go to my godfather, and I am so happy that they did. I just was the vehicle for that. Now, some people could say, well, they watched your videos and this, that, and the third. Guess what, sweetie? They got to where they needed to go. It was not for me. I did my job. I facilitated however it was I did. They got to where they need. Maybe my godfather, maybe my god sister, one of my god brothers and sisters. But they got the help they needed. Or maybe another spiritual worker that knew what they were doing. My purpose is to alert you and let you know to pay attention so that you can get the help that you need. It's not about me. It's about serving the spirit. That's what it's about. But please, please, watch what you buy. Because like I said, anybody can throw up an Etsy store. Anybody can throw up an eBay store. Anybody can get on Facebook. Oh my God, with these free readings. My Jesus. Oh my God. And if you sit, this is so sad. This is so sad. Because when I say free readings, I see this all over the place. And you need to ask yourself this question. There's marketing, and then there's just blowing smoke up your ass. Okay? And here's something I want you to know. Many great spiritual workers, many good spiritual workers that can help you, really help you, you might not never find out about them unless you know somebody. So don't think because you see them on this platform or they're on that podcast, meaning you see them all around and you see them on TV or you see them, you know, they're all over the place. That qualifies them to help you. No, what it means is they're good at networking. What it means is they're good at marketing. They got that part down. But can they help you? Can they get you out of the mess, spiritual mess that you're in? Or are they going to put you in more mess because they're just popular? And that's like, that also affects the real world too. How many times have you seen products that they're mass marketed, but they're crap? And then you find that one product that's a great product, but you're like, oh my God, I didn't even know about this product. It's the same thing with spiritual health, people. Many of the great spiritual workers, okay, many of them, there's a lot of them. They're quiet. They're not on every platform. They might have a website. They might have a website and their own stuff. They might not be everywhere at every seminar, every psychic fair, everywhere. They might not be that. They might not have that. But you know what they do have? Proper training. I know. Please, once again, be careful of the mask. Because people will tell you anything to get your coin. So keep your eyes open. Do your research. Do research on the situation, the person, the product, before you give out your hard-earned money. So, with that being said, you have a great day. Take care and bye-bye.